It's time now to learn more about the message with Dr. Kevin Head. And the title of the message was No Turning Back. Kevin, why did you choose that title? Because sometimes we do things and then we say, well, I didn't do it right. I better go back and do it again. So why did you pick No Turning Back?
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. And we do that in relationships as well. That's true. I think the phrase "no turning back" came to me from the well-known hymn, you know, and the beautiful hymn we sing. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Good.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. So those three words, and we'll talk about this more as we get into it. But the text really to me spoke about commitment. So as I thought about commitment, this idea of no turning back, and the words of that beautiful hymn just kind of kept coming to me. So that's and that's why we ended that worship service singing that hymn, because it was so appropriate to that title.
It was very good. Well, it occurs to me as you just said that one of the big problems we face is that we want to turn back too much when we see things in front of us and we don't stay straight ahead, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that whole concept of, you know, putting your hands to the plowshare and this is the track you have and make your way with it, especially when we're in relationships. And I know we'll talk more about this in a moment, but just to set the stage, this whole idea of when I am in a relationship and I commit to another person, there's no turning back. I want to remain in relation with that person and do what I can do to love that person completely and loyally.
Well, since you said that, let's talk a little bit more about relationships. How do relationships fit into the picture we're talking about here?
Yeah, so to kind of set the stage, we were really talking about this relationship between Paul, Philemon, who the letter is written to, and Onesimus. And we've talked about this a little bit, but to set the stage, Onesimus was Philemon's servant or slave. He had run away from Philemon, and Paul had met him. And when he met Onesimus, when Paul met him, then Onesimus became a Christian. So Paul now is trying to bring these two people back together. And in the course of this letter, part of what he's talking about is the need for us to be committed to each other as Christians. And that's really what the focus of this sermon was about. So the relationship is about, it's Paul writing to Philemon to say, you are in relationship with Onesimus. And when we as Christians are in relationship with one another, there is no turning back. We are committed to one another completely. Now, that doesn't mean everything's going to work out the way we want it to. And it doesn't mean every relationship is going to be perfect or ideal. What it does mean, though, is we are called and challenged to do what we can to forgive one another, to love one another, and be committed to the relationship regardless of what happens.
Well, now you've used a term there many times in what you've just said that I need to ask you about, and that is commitment. What do we mean when we say commitment? Because I think that's something that if we are honest with ourselves, we sometimes are not sure we want to do that. So
right.
Where does commitment fit into what we're talking about?
Yeah, I would say I would describe it as unwavering loyalty, that there's nothing that happens that changes my desire to be in relationship with a person. Now, will I agree with everything that person says or does? No. Will I see things the same way? Will I be hurt at times by the other person? Yes, I will, right? So those things are going to happen. But this idea of commitment is, okay, beyond those things, I have unwavering loyalty to this person. I will be in this relationship no matter what happens. I'm committed to it. I think it's the same thing that the hymn was talking about in our relationship with Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. There is no turning back. No matter what happens in my life, I'm committed to being in relationship with Jesus.
Well, in the fleshly manner that we live day by day, is there such a thing as a degree of commitment? Can I have a deeper commitment with you and a less deeper commitment with someone else for some reason?
That's an interesting question. I think there are definitely levels of feelings and connectedness to another person. I think, though, and when we first meet someone or we're beginning a relationship, just to meet someone doesn't mean we have to make this kind of commitment to another person, right? But I think the idea is once we develop a relationship and we have this ongoing relationship, then we shouldn't just say, oh, well, I disagree with that person, so I'm going to stop being in relationship with him or her, right? I think we can disagree with one another. We can see things differently, but we're committed to the relationship we have with that person, even beyond those disagreements. So, I mean, I think maybe, yeah, there are certainly different levels and degrees and connectedness in our relationships, but I think once we choose, whether it's family, close friends, certainly marriage, certainly friends at church, when we choose to be in a committed relationship with another person, then I think that's when we're saying there's no turning back on this relationship.
Well, the one commitment that I would say that we have no choice in is our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no turning back in that situation, right?
Correct, right. And I think that's what the hymn writer was talking about, and that's why that hymn became so important to me in thinking about this concept. And probably the greatest relationship that some people experience here in our human relationships is marriage. I think that's probably the closest one that it relates to our relationship with Christ.
Good.
And it's often the model that is used in Scripture to describe God's relationship with his people, right? So I think in the sermon, I tried to talk about the idea that when a couple is married, when one person in that relationship is going through a very difficult time, he or she may not treat the other person very well at times because they're struggling. They're going through a difficult time. They may say things and do things and act in ways that are not received as loving. But that's the time when, if you're committed to that relationship, if you're the other partner or spouse, that's when you say, all right, I'm not backing out of this. I'm going to love the person more because I'm committed to this relationship. So that was kind of the idea and the model that I had when I was thinking about, that's what Paul was saying to Philemon.
Good.
About his relationship with Onesimus.
Well, with regard to commitment, there's one more terminology that you used in the message that I found very interesting, and that was crossing the Rubicon.
Yes.
Let's talk about that one for a minute.
Sure. Okay. So it was kind of an historical reference from Caesar where he had this decision to make. This is some 40 plus years before that Jesus was born. He had this decision to make as he stood on the banks of the river that if he was going to engage in war in order to ultimately become the leader of the Roman Empire at the time, if he was going to do that, he had to cross this river. But he knew once he crossed the river, there was no turning back. And so if he decided to cross, and the river was the Rubicon, if he decided to cross the Rubicon, the decision was made. So it wasn't once he went across, he could say, oh, I'm going to back out of this now. No, there was no turning back. Once he crossed the Rubicon, he was fully committed. So that kind of idea stuck to me about what our relationship should be like.
Well, I think that's kind of fascinating to put those two terms together, and that is make a commitment and cross the Rubicon. And when we do both of those, we stay steady on the direction that we're headed in.
Absolutely. And I think that's what Paul was saying to Philemon. You know, Paul's message to Philemon is, look, just because Onesimus hurt you, doesn't mean that you back out of this relationship. You are fully committed to him because of the love of Christ, because you're brothers in Christ, and you have crossed the Rubicon, Philemon, and it's time for you to step up in your commitment. Yes, he hurt you, but you are to forgive him, to receive him back, and to maintain that relationship.
Well, I trust that this discussion has helped us cross the Rubicon, and any comments that you may have, please forward those to Dr. Head. Thank you for listening, and God bless.